You have to love that good news right there. No matter what may be going on, your hope is found in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. That's Crowder on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. I don't know. I think about that hope. Is there hope for me right now?
Oh, of course there's hope.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Because even if you don't get it right, there's still hope. There's always tomorrow. Anyway.
Yeah, we're talking about the what day is it game.
As I'm predicting your loss today, and you may not lose. Oh, so we'll see. Because we'll you got a one in three see. Chance. This is the what day is it game. Mm-hmm. I take a look at the list of all the weird different holidays that we have every day of the year, if you just take a look. And I pick two that are real. They're today. Mm-hmm. And I make up a third one. Sometimes I do it better than other times. And Beth and you try to guess which is the day that Ryan made up.
Sure.
So today we got World Metrology Day.
Metrology.
And I may be saying that wrong. I just know it's not Meteorology Day, which I thought I was at first until I read the description and looked back at the words. Like, no, it's Metrology Day.
Okay.
It's the annual celebration of the signing of the Meter Convention in 1875.
Sure.
The idea of getting us all in the metric system, basically.
Uh-huh.
We know how well that worked.
Yeah. All right. Yep. Okay. So centimeters, millimeters, meters.
Kilometers. Yeah.
Sure.
Not miles.
Woohoo.
Pounds.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All it did is confuse all of us in the United States, because now there's some things that are and some things that aren't. And,
Sure. Okay. Go on.
Yes. Oh, sorry. We have more. National Waitstaff Day.
Waitstaff Day. Yeah, all right. Okay.
Waitstaff. Waiters, waitresses, servers, we
there
were called when I did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, day to celebrate those folks.
Okay.
Tip them more. Anyway,
yes.
And then National Bubble Tea Day.
All right.
Bubble tea. You know, you're familiar with bubble tea.
Yeah,
it's
I am.
The tea with the tapioca
weird
balls in it that
at
are
the
real
bottom.
Good. Oh, they're fun.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
No.
I like when the bubbles are big, like big old.
No.
Haven't had it in a while.
Oh.
But yeah, kind of fun.
Okay.
And then your spitball straw is already loaded.
Oh.
Sorry for that image.
Okay. Let's start with the bubble tea.
All right.
I have a thing when it comes to food and drink.
Okay.
I have a problem with foods that are composed of things that are of mixed texture.
Well, that would be an issue here.
Yes. So there are various foods that I do not eat. Like, for instance, tomatoes.
Oh,
raw
okay.
tomatoes. I do not eat raw tomatoes because they are two different textures. You've got the hard part and you've got the soft goopy part.
Right.
You cut up that tomato and get rid of the soft goopy part, I'm okay.
You're all
so
right
you
with that.
Yeah, or
gotcha.
You cook tomatoes like in like tomato
so it's
soup,
all goopy.
Spaghetti sauce,
yeah.
One consistency.
Right.
Tapioca pudding. I don't eat tapioca pudding
that's
because
good stuff.
Of the mixed texture. Cottage cheese. Same thing.
Uh-huh.
You got the hard part and the goopy part.
You're naming some really good food.
Mm-hmm. Bubble tea is in that same category. Can't do it.
I got you.
Can't do it. It's weird.
And usually when they have bubble tea, they also have like tea where they put like little gummies in it.
Why? Why?
For the cool textures, Beth.
No.
The cool textures.
Wrong. Ugh. Yeah, no. Okay. So not my thing. National Waitstaff Day. Okay. I had one job as a waitress or a server, however you'd like to call it. I was terrible.
Oh.
Terrible. The only reason people wanted me to be their server at the restaurant that I worked for was because I sang.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I worked at a supper club, and they would come if they had an anniversary or birthday. They would want me to serve their table because I would sing to their table. That's how I got the big tips.
Right.
I would perform for them. That was the only saving grace.
Might help them forget how hungry they were because their food hadn't shown up yet.
Exactly. So, yeah. And then World Metrology Day. I don't understand.
Apparently,
I'd have to switch out all of my measuring cups in my kitchen, and that's complicated in the first place.
Then you just have to weigh everything, grams and milligrams.
Yeah.
And
So this is a very complicated day that I have to choose here.
Too much
math. On so many levels.
Math, textures, bad memories of jobs.
Exactly. Exactly.
I liked being a waiter, though. I was only good up to four tables. If I had like five tables, I started to get really scattered and things didn't show up. So
I only needed one. Only one is all I needed. You know, and the poor cook in the back is like, Beth, are you going to get these out to your table or what? And I'm like, oh, yeah. I bet they want to eat.
They love my singing. But.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. It's like, look, I made $20.
But anyway, two of these days, believe it or not, are real. One of them is not.
Okay, I'm going to pick You Made Up National Bubble Tea Day. Oh, you're kidding. You're kidding. I got
Shot
it.
Shot in the dark and she got it.
I'm on a roll.
Bubble tea is a day. We missed it. It's April 30th.
So, okay.
But yeah.
All those little weird things at the bottom are on a roll.
Yeah, the bubble tea. So National Waitstaff Day, that is today.
I applaud you, servers out there, because you're doing a better job than I am.
And if you've ever been a waiter or waitress, you know the tipping deal, and you tip well. Yeah. And if you're not, do it anyway. And then World Metrology Day, it's a day. I still can't figure it out. Here's Change from Hannah Kirk, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.